A local rapper creates a strange musical brew of psych, kraut, and prog rock. And we bid farewell to jazz legend Charlie Hayden. It's Tuesday Reviews Day, our weekly music segment. And joining me this week is Chris Martins from Spin Magazine and music critic Steve Hockman. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you, Alex.
Thanks, Alex.
Chris, let's begin with you and this local rap producer named Madlib, who seems to be incredibly prolific. Tell us a bit more about him.
That's very true. So if our listeners aren't already familiar with Madlib, it's pretty long overdue. This Oxnard native, born Otis Jackson Jr., is a revered underground rap producer. He's a cornerstone of the locally based, internationally revered Stone's Throw Records label. And an incredibly prolific musician. He's made songs with everybody from Erykah Badu to Ghostface Killah to Snoop Dogg. He's even made entire albums as a fictional jazz quintet. But his latest project has a rock bent, as you pointed out. We're going to hear a song from that right now, and it's called Black Dreams, parentheses, Sludge Fight.
The track that we just heard is off the second part of this new double album he's put out called Rock Conducta. That's Conducta with a K. And it sounds like this is a massive double album.
Right. Yeah, it is. But it's also kind of not, you know, a double album in the way that you would think of a lot of, say, prog rock bands releasing double albums. This is really, in a way, the kind of stuff that would normally go to a potential collaborator like Snoop Dogg or somebody else who could pick a loop and then rap over it. So in a way, it's sort of service-y. This is what we'd call beat tape. But the cult of Madlib is such that his rabid following, you know, they eat up pretty much every little hiccup that he releases. And I don't think he takes advantage of that. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, there are 52 tracks here spread across two.
52.
Yeah.
All right, then.
You got that number right.
It's extensive. Right.
52 tracks, but they're short, like punk, and we're going to be talking about punk soon enough. Spread across two discs, but so yeah, there's all this crazy old music in here, and most of it pulls from the 60s and 70s, which is pretty clear in this next song. This is called Black Widow, and it samples a short-lived psych band called Tomorrow.
Turning to you, Steve, you have brought in a band for us called OBN Threes. 1, 2, 3, 4.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Tell us a bit about them.
Well, anytime you hear 1, 2, 3, 4 starting a song, you got to think of the Ramones, of course.
Of course.
Last Friday, Tommy Ramone, the last surviving member of the original Ramones, passed away.
That's
kind of hard to fathom that they are all gone. But the legacy is as strong as ever now. There's a whole crop of new bands, and this is one of them, the OBN Threes from Austin, Texas.
OBN standing for?
OBN is Orville Bateman Neely III, who's the singer of this
band. It doesn't sound as punk to
it
say that,
sound,
does it?
No, it's a little Thurston Howell,
yeah,
isn't
exactly.
it?
Yeah.
Yeah. But the music is totally 1, 2, 3, 4.
This is a track called No Time for the Blues from the new album Live in San Francisco from OBN Threes. And it seems like live is the way to hear this.
Live is the way to do it.
Now,
this Live in San Francisco is a series of sort of neo-garage rock bands that have been recorded at a club in San Francisco. But the Ramones are here strong. And, you know, I mean, Tommy was only in the Ramones for 4 years. He left in 1978. But those albums that he made, those first several albums, that he was essential in, not just the drummer, but he also was involved as producer for a lot of their music. That spirit could not be stronger today. Yeah, and you hear it right here.
Let's listen to one more track from OBN Threes. This is a song called Off the Grid. Now let's listen to something a little less rough around the edges, a little more fun, so to speak. This is a band called Bleachers. This is a track from their new album, Strange Desire. It's called I Want to Get Better.
While my friends were getting high and chasing girls down parkway lines, I was losing my mind because the love, the love, the love, the love, the love that I gave wasted on a nice face. In a blaze of fear, I put a helmet on a helmet, counting seconds through the night.
The Bleachers. Chris, tell us a bit about them.
Sure. This is the first side project to emerge from the world-conquering, Grammy-stacking New Jersey band called Fun.
Which, of course, had that hit We Are Young that was like the anthem for, what was it, last summer, not too long ago?
Yeah, of course. And, you know, I say this is the first side project, but this is a band of dudes from other bands in the first place. Multi-instrumentalist Andrew Dost came from Anathalo, which was this really beautiful kind of... They made really pretty instrumental music, and guitarist Jack Antonoff used to front his own group Steel Train. So this is the guy who is now back as Bleachers. And for those that knew his old band, who actually had quite a few successful little ditties in their day, if you strain on that last song, you'll hear a little bit of their earnestness, a kind of rootsy, emo-ish, heartland rock.
Very 80s.
Right.
Me.
Well, yeah, so... That's the thing. Also, there's a lot of that 80s influence on here. And, you know, I had the chance to visit Antonoff while he was in the studio finishing this record. And he, in fact, spoke on the fact that John Hughes' movies and soundtracks were a huge influence on him coming through here. When I talked to Antonoff, he said he didn't want to do anything that was a refutation of what he's done so far. Like, he loves pop. These guys love pop. They're good at it. They've never hidden that. So you hear a lot of that just really... loud, unabashed, rock-tinged pop on this record.
Let's hear a bit more. This is a song called Roller Coaster. And finally, Steve, a musical obituary. Sadly, we lost jazz bassist Charlie Hayden, who passed away Friday at age 76. Right now, we're listening to the song It Might As Well Be Spring, which is from an album he put out just last month with Keith Jarrett called Last Dance. Steve Hawkins, there is so much to say about Charlie Hayden. Your thoughts?
Charlie Hayden was part of a revolution in jazz, and it was changing the rules. He worked with Ornette Coleman in the groundbreaking quartet of, so they call it free jazz, but it wasn't free jazz. It was very structured, but allowed a lot of freedom within it. But it also upheld the traditional values of jazz. And you hear that all through Charlie Hayden's vast career, the many people he worked with. But his longest-running partnership was with Keith Jarrett, the great pianist. They started working together, I believe, in the early 70s, so it ran for more than four decades of this music in a quartet, in other settings, with orchestras. And at the end, they made some recordings just as a duo, which was just heard here. And it's two giants of music carrying on this long-running conversation through their years, through their growth, through their changes. And you hear that all on this album.
And it's called Last Dance. Charlie Hayden's death, certainly very sad, but not that surprising. He had been struggling with illness for a long time. Do you hear that in this music?
I think you do. I mean, it's easy to read in things like that. I think you hear the sense that he is capturing what he wants to express in his final music. I was fortunate to see what was Charlie Hayden's last performance at the Red Cat at the Disney Hall, where he was conducting a group of his students from CalArts. He was very frail. He was very weak. He could barely speak from this post-polio syndrome. He'd had polio as a kid. The symptoms returned later in adulthood. But when he picked up the baton and started leading them, he was vital and vibrant. He was strong, totally engaged in the music. And in the encore, he picked up his double bass, his upright bass, and led them through the Miles Davis, Bill Evans classic, Blue and Green. And he took a bass solo that was marvelous. And then the band several times was going to come back in, and he waved them off. And you could just sense that he wanted this moment. He was going to go out on it. He had something to say musically, and he just wanted to say it. And it was just exquisite. And he went on for nearly 6 minutes. It was just one of those moments that anybody who was there will cherish the rest of their lives.
Let's go out on one more track from the late Charlie Hayden. This is a song called Goodbye. Steve Hawkman and Chris Martins, thank you so much for dropping by.
Thanks, Alex.
Thank you very much, Alex.